Because in the car. is So Much Water by Dacoma Radar. Radar. We heard Without You by Winter, which has been it's been a big favorite of mine recently. I've been very big on the themes of change and things shifting, things changing while you're away. I don't know if you've ever been gone for a while and then you come back and it's like nothing has changed, but also everything has changed and everything's different. And just kind of seeing what the world has in store for you in that way. And starting us off again was You Weren't There Anymore by Negi Jemmy. The next set of three songs that I have for you, I joked about this in an interview 2 weeks ago, but I ended up getting the job. So maybe it was taken well, but a lot of people my age, at least, are really into astrology or things like that, things of that nature. And I was kind of thinking, music is what I go to when I'm just thinking about something, or I'm yearning about something, or I'm wishing about something, or just really anything that I can kind of grasp onto and put my mind to, really music comes into it. And I was like, I wonder if I could kind of apply that thought process, I guess, to music. And so I joked in the interview, they asked me, because it was for a live music venue, and they were talking about like, what artists have you been listening to? Like, what have you been listening to? And in the interview, I said, I've been listening to My Sun, Moon, and Rising, and that is Judy Tizuki, Joni Mitchell, and Joan Baez. And I like that they all have J names. I seem to have a lot of J names in my life, but thankfully most of them are in music, and all of those are perfect. But Judy Tizuki I described as my sun, so that's like my core identity. Joni Mitchell, I believe that was my moon, so I guess like kind of emotional, my like emotional well like state of who I am. And then Joan Baez as my rising, so that's kind of my personality and what other people see. And I don't know, let me know what your sun, moon, and rising is in music. I'd love to know. You can chat me in online at wrev.org. But it's something to think about. It's something, who knows? What artists kind of describe you? Like, who really gets you like no one else does? And for me, that's my girls, Judy, Joni, and Joan. So up next is Bring in the Rain by Judy Tizuki. Enjoy.
Seems whatever I do to the extreme. I wish I could do something right and fit in between. But you know I'm not that kind to keep these things in mind. You see, I built my city so skies, break through the skies, and in the Wish I could do something right and fit in between. But you know I'm not that kind. Keep these things in mind. You see, I build my city so high, break through the skies, break through the skies.
Clear. is wide, I can't cross over, and neither I have wings to fly. Give me a boat can carry two, and both shall
featuring the Indigo Girls off of her, it was like her Christmas Ring Them Bells album, this live album of hers that's absolutely lovely. I once knew someone who had it on CD, and that's when I first was introduced to that version of that song. So credit where credit is due. But definitely when you, featuring the Indigo Girls was, I don't know, I just love that version of the song. I could go on about it. But actually, the Indigo Girls are playing at Higher Ground later in August. I don't think it's sold out yet. I don't know. I have to look. Not an ad, or not sponsored, by the way. I just remembered. But right ahead of that was Cool Water by Joni Mitchell. And starting us off was probably one of my favorite Judy Suzuki songs, Bring in the Rain. I'm going to be playing a lot of Judy Suzuki, by the way, this summer. I've just been listening to her nonstop. She was, definitely one of the things that got me through, being abroad and just like thinking of all of those different crazy emotions that come with that. I have a little message for you before I have to also decide if I have I think I only have time for one more song, because both of the songs that I was going to play after this are 5-ish minutes long, and I have 12 minutes and more like 11. Yeah, I'm not, it's okay. We're doing one more song, and I have to, while I'm reading this, decide which one we're going to do. Not sure yet. But anyways, spring has sprung. It's getting to the end of spring now, but you know, spring has sprung, and that means that there are many species of both short-distance and long-distance migratory birds that are returning to Vermont. Spring and early summer are prime birding season, as it is breeding season for the birds, so many of them are decked out in their bright breeding plumages and singing their hearts out in hopes of attracting a mate, aren't we all? Some species that are returning to Vermont soon that you should be on the lookout for are American robins, red-winged blackbirds, scarlet tanagers, my personal favorite of this list, and bobolinks. So park yourself under a big tree, grab your binoculars, and keep your eyes peeled for some feathered friends. This has been a message from your birding DJs here at WREV FM Burlington. I've been getting very into birding as of late, so that one really caught my eye. Go out, go look at a tree, get Merlin Bird ID if you're wanting an app to kind of help you on your birding journey. I highly suggest that one. That is the one that my dear birding friend Anya recommended to me, and I've been using it ever since. Next up, we can only play one more song. I was going to play Rain Down by ASO off of their album, self-titled ASO, just to keep with the rain theme. However, the other song that I was going to play is Hearts Aglow by Wiseblood. I saw them about, I think it was 3 years ago now in Boston, and they played the song, and it has been my favorite song of theirs since I saw it live. And I think my heart is calling me to play that one, so I'll play the other song at some point down the road. You'll hear it. You'll hear something off of that album. I was listening to it a lot while I was home in between getting back home from Florence, because that was where I was studying abroad, to now being back up here in Burlington. Yeah, we're just going to get right back into it, I guess, then. I keep saying, let me try and share a little, update of life, because I haven't been on air for so long. I'm just kind of talking, but I wouldn't say I have really any crazy updates. I've been updating my room with all of my new little things that, felt very me that I found in my, in random thrift stores. I have a lot of things on my wall from Krakow, Poland. If you ever get the chance to go to Krakow, Poland, I'm beyond grateful for the whole experience, of course, but if you are able to go to Krakow, Poland, I might try and get actually my friends who I was there with to come on the radio. They also are friends of WREV, and we will talk about Krakow, Poland. It was a very magical place. And if you are able to make it there, let me know. I'd love to talk about it. I'll send my recs, I guess. But yeah, being away from Burlington and from WREV has been so strange and so weird. And it was weird not to have that kind of thing that I go to every week. Like, this is something that I look forward to every week, and I think I was taking for granted a little bit, and then I didn't have it for a while, and I'm just so happy to be back and back in the studio, and I don't know, WREV is my life. I'm always here. But I am going to now play you Hearts Aglow by Wiseblood. I hope you enjoy. I'll say goodbye afterwards, but then that will be all I have for you today. But here is Hearts Aglow by Wiseblood. Enjoy. Wiseblood. One of the two. Sorry.
Mm-hmm. looking for love in all the wrong places. We don't know. Hey.
And that was Hearts Aglow by Wiseblood. That song always makes me tear up a little bit. I don't know. I think I also, when I hear a song live and I tear up when I'm hearing it live, I think I'll always tear up ever since. Every time I listen to it afterwards. But that is all I have for you, WRUV. Thank you so much for being tuned in, Burlington. My name is DJ Ivy. I will be here every Monday on your radio waves from 6 to 7. I know. From 6 to 7 p.m. every Monday. So I'll be back next week, June 8th. That's my friend Ashley's birthday. Well, almost happy birthday, Ashley. But I'll be back 6 to 7 p.m. June 8th with the Through the Pool Painted Black. Thank you so much for being tuned in. And also, happy Pride Month. Happy first day of June to everyone out there celebrating. I know I am. But happy Pride Month. Happy Monday. Happy 7 p.m. now on the dot.